This news update's being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. A 67-year-old woman from Saginaw has died following a three-car collision on State Street Bridge in Saginaw Township Wednesday morning, according to local authorities. Police report that a westbound Ford pickup crossed into oncoming traffic, striking an eastbound Chevy Cruze before another Chevy Tahoe collided with the rear of the Cruze. The woman driving the Cruze suffered critical injuries and was later pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Her identity has not been released as family notification is ongoing. Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting announced recall petitions have been filed with her office. Caro City resident Logan Carpenter filed proposed recall petitions for Karen Snyder, who's the mayor for the city of Caro, and for Emily Campbell, who's a Caro City Council member. The petition for a proposed recall for Snyder and for Campbell claimed violation of the City Charter Section 5.9, failure to fill vacant council seat within 60 days. The Tuscola County Election Commission will conduct a clarity factual hearing at 8:30 a.m. Thursday, December 4th in the Tuscola County Probate Courtroom at 440 North State Street in Caro. The county's election commission consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, Probate Judge Nancy Thane, and Treasurer Ashley Bennett. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented was clear and of factual basis. If it is, then the next step is gathering signatures of registered voters in the township. If enough signatures are gathered on the petition, the issue then goes to voters in the township to determine if the official should be recalled or not. And the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, known as MyLEAP, has granted nearly $650,000 to Saginaw Chippewa Tribal College to enhance academic services for Native American students in mid-Michigan. The funding will convert the college's existing writing center into a full student success center, adding support in math, science, and English. It will also expand the learning assistant program, launch a summer bridge program for new students, and support faculty training and course redesign. MyLEAP director, Dr. Beverly Walker Griffia, called strong academic support a key factor in student retention and completion, emphasizing the investment's role in empowering Native learners. SETC project leader Dr. Amanda Flower said the grant enables lasting improvements through centralized professional tutoring. This marks the Tribal College's first student success grant and is part of Michigan's $45 million statewide initiative to boost tutoring, transfer pathways, and evidence-based retention strategies across higher education institutions. And we'll be back right after this.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we're back with one obituary for today. Joyce Ann Brown, 87, of Ubley, died on Sunday, November 23rd, in United Hospice Service of Aspire Marlette. She was born June 25th, 1938, in Cass City, and she went on to marry Keith Norris Brown on May 14th, 1960, in Cass City. She is survived by her children, Lori, Lisa, Ken, and Tim, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Funeral service be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th in Cran's Funeral Home, Cass City. Interment will be in the Elkland Township Cemetery, and memorials may be made to the United Hospice Service of Aspire Marlette. Visitation will be from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 25th in Cran's Funeral Home at Cass City, and at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th in Cran's Funeral Home, Cass City. Family was assisted with arrangements by the Cran's Funeral Home in Cass City.
It's our Black Friday sales event at McKenzie Jewelers. Now through November 30th, check out these incredible savings on our lab-grown diamond solitaire rings. Get a 2-carat oval-cut lab-grown diamond ring for just $2,999. How about a 3-carat oval-cut lab-grown diamond ring for just $3,749? We have special pricing on lab-grown diamond stud earrings, our quarter-carat starting at only $259, with sizes going through 3-carat total weight, all at huge savings. We also have sterling silver or gold plate link-style bracelets, your choice, only $69. Our Pandora jewelry is up to 50% off. It's Black Friday sales now through November 30th at McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at more news. Federal prosecutors are seeking court approval to release long-sealed grand jury materials related to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell under the new law that directs the Justice Department to make the records public and raising expectations for additional information and about how authorities handled the sex trafficking investigation. U.S., Ukrainian, and European representatives meeting in Geneva described recent talks on a revised Ukraine-Russia peace plan as productive, saying the original 28-point proposal has been reduced to around 19 points and adjusted following Ukrainian objections, though critics in Ukraine fear the plan still concedes too much territory and amnesty now to Moscow. And that's been a look at your news brought to you from McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for 38 years. And Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
We're here to talk about one of those topics that can be a little bit sensitive and sometimes misunderstood, the concept of hospice care.
At United Hospice Service of Aspire Rural Health System, it's something that we are proud to offer. We are serving patients and families in Sanilac, Tuscola, Huron, St. Clair, and Lapeer counties. When someone gets to that stage, whether we're taking care of our patients in their home or at our residence, we want to ensure that our patients and their families, that they're comfortable.
A lot of people think that hospice is like a week before you think someone's going to pass away.
And actually, it's not. Most of our patients generally are on our service line months in advance prior to that point. It's just pain control and ensuring they're comfortable, whether it's at your home or in our inpatient residence, which we have 6 beds located at Marlette Regional Hospital.
And sometimes it's an issue of safety. The hospice resident is an option that you can go into that is a safe environment.
It looks very homey, but still has the medical equipment that's needed by the practitioners in place. Volunteers are there daily. Our hospice residence is staffed 24/7 with nursing care. Generally, the services are funded from an individual's insurance. For those that do not have funds, we do have special funding sources. If you have questions about hospice, please call United Hospice Service of Aspire Rural Health System, 800-635-7490, or visit aspirerhs.org.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.